I am now joined on the telephone by a man who is a U.S.-born activist. He's a writer. He's a tantric monk. He is also a teacher of meditation and yoga. He currently lives in Brazil, but we're reaching him now in Taiwan. His name is Dada Maheshwar Ananda. I guess it's evening in Taiwan. Dada, good evening.
Yes, it is. Thank you. And thanks for having me, Philip, on the morning show.
Dada has written the book After Capitalism, Prout's Vision of a New World. And Prout is sort of an acronym. It stands for Progressive Utilization Theory. This theory was developed by Indian philosopher P.R. Sankar, who lived from 1921 to 1990. So, Dada, how did you get from being a tantric monk to an advocate of post-capitalist economic theory? Sounds like a strange trip, yes.
Yes. You know, I do meditation to get peace of mind, and I teach meditation for the same thing, to help people transform their lives. I'm now living in Venezuela. For many years in Brazil, I was teaching every week in the prisons, teaching prisoners how to use meditation and yoga to with their time in jail to transform their lives. But at the same time, we have to change the world. I mean, the pain that we feel when we see unnecessary hunger, unnecessary suffering, is terrible. And meditation helps to make your heart more sensitive to that. So this is why and the founder of my spiritual master, Prabhat Ranjan Sarkar, came up with this theory as an alternative to both capitalism and communism, as in effect a post-capitalistic society.
Well, among the ideas expressed in this book, After Capitalism, is the notion that globalization is totally counterproductive, that in effect local is better, local is sustainable, and that local is also not going to be impaled when international economic trends go one way or the other. That, in a nutshell, is what you're talking about, right?
Yes. I work in Venezuela, and one geologist in Venezuela told me, you know, the Stone Age lasted for thousands of years. It didn't end because the world ran out of stones. It ran because people found something better. They found metal. So in the same way, why do we have to wait until the last drop of petroleum is taken out of the earth before we find something that's non-polluting that's better? And so I think it's very important that we be searching for alternatives and at the same time making our economies locally based for local consumption rather than for global markets, global prices, global transportation, all of which are unreliable in the long run.
Well, the foreword to your book is by Noam Chomsky, and among other things he says, Prout's cooperative model based on sharing the resources of the planet for the welfare of everyone deserves our serious consideration. You've also been called utopian, which I don't know, I think that might be a compliment.
I take it as that.
Why not have utopia if we can get it?
Right.
And there are several contributors to your book, including Mark Friedman, who is mayor of El Cerrito right here in the Bay Area. Dada is going to be here Wednesday evening for a lecture and gathering in Berkeley, and I'll give you more information about that in just a bit. It's amazing that you advanced your theories to President of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, and here is a country that is dependent upon oil for the vast majority of its gross national product, being a man who wants to look beyond the petroleum age.
Yeah. Well, to me, Venezuela is a very, very exciting place to be. And we opened a year ago the Prout Research Institute of Venezuela in order to contribute to the process of creating cooperatives, of creating government policies that would be sustainable in the long run and that, you know, are benefiting the people. Medea Benjamin from Global Exchange. You know, when she goes there, she goes to a poor barrio, and you know, she claims that people say that Hugo Chavez is buying votes by, you know, setting up free medical care and free dental care for all the people of the country and free education and literacy programs for everybody. And she said, my God, I wish George Bush would buy votes by helping the poor people, you know.
Well,
I spent my whole life working with poor people, and anybody who's helping poor has my respect.
Well, is it a contradiction that the government of Venezuela is able to provide all of these services to the poor as a result of the chance of nature that their country has a tremendous reserve of petroleum?
Well, I would say that every country should be using the resources from their area to benefit all the population of their area, rather than privatizing the oil everywhere, privatizing the minerals and everything else, selling contracts to cut down the trees and everything else and all the mining. Rather, all of those contracts should benefit the local people. And this is the beauty, in my opinion, of what Chavez is doing, is that he's raising the rents from 6% to 33% for all the petroleum companies, what they have to pay to benefit the Venezuelan people from the petroleum that's coming out and being sold in other countries.
Again, my guest is Dada Maheshwar Ananda. His book is After Capitalism, Prout's Vision for a New World. Well, some people call it subsistence agriculture, where people grow the food that they eat and live on the land. And usually the official economist types look at subsistence agriculture as something that's quite backward. What's your opinion?
I wouldn't say that subsistence agriculture should be our goal. Of course, anybody who grows their own food enjoys the food that, you know, the food of nature, and enjoys more touch with the earth. I believe a locally based economy where every country is self-reliant in the basic food. Venezuela today, you know, they suffer from the Dutch disease. I don't know if you've heard this term. Sociologists use it whenever any country discovers petroleum, because Shell was a Dutch company. And the moment petroleum money starts flooding into the country, then agriculture goes down, industry goes down, and services go up. People just, they're happy to buy, import everything instead of actually going to the work of producing the things for themselves. So Prout would advocate that every country should become self-reliant in agriculture as much as possible. They grow enough rice, but everything else they're importing.
Well, this is at odds with the so-called free trade agreements, in that a country that has a free trade agreement more or less has to reduce all tariff barriers, and that means local producers, whether agricultural or industrial, or even the local shoemaker, have to compete with imports, and increasingly imports of manufactured goods are coming from China, and the prices of these goods are so low that it would seem almost impossible for a local, say, take shoemaker as an example, how could they compete with industrialized factories in China that produce shoes?
Just for a moment, I'm here in Taiwan, and I've been speaking with economists who specialize in China, political scientists and economists, and, you know, it really is based on slave labor. That, you know, the 18 billionaires in China today, according to Forbes magazine, you know, all of them were basically party officials who used their government contracts that they had in order to amass huge amounts of wealth, because when they allowed people to start selling the raw materials they were buying at very reduced controlled rates on the open market, and then buying up land, and because there's no ecological laws, there's virtually no human rights, no labor laws, then they can exploit the people and they can amass very large amounts of money, so that there's 18 people with $1 to $2 billion each. And it's all based on corruption, basically.
Well, it's interesting that you're in Taiwan. I wonder what kind of welcome you would get if you decided to go over to the mainland.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not sure about that one. Allegedly, free trade agreements, or there are international rules about labor, and no doubt China is flaunting some of these rules. Do you see the day in which China will, in fact, be a nation that upholds environmental standards, human rights standards, labor standards? Do you see that day coming?
Of course. I'm a spiritualist. I see a beautiful future for the whole world and for every one of our societies when our people and our leaders take back the power that they have and make societies where we share the wealth for everyone. China has tremendous potential, and of course there's so many progressive leaders there, but the present Communist Party leaders, the geriatric society, if you want to call them, the very old leaders from Mao's time, no, they're not interested in that. They're interested in tremendous party control. And the Chinese economy is still based on that tremendous party control. What's exciting in Venezuela is that the goals of Prout, that is sustainable agriculture, sustainable medicines, cooperatives, these and the minimum requirements of life guaranteed to everybody, these are the same goals as the government has. So that's why it's very exciting working with cooperatives. There's 50,000 cooperatives in Venezuela now, and we're helping them, training them and helping empowering them to become, in effect, a post-capitalist society.
Can these cooperatives produce food or manufactured goods that can compete both in quality and in price with imports?
Oh, yes. Yes. Agriculturally is fine, of course. Locally grown tastes wonderful, tastes better. People are not preferring imported foods. It was just easier in the long term. So gradually the government is increasing, because they have the same goal as Prout, is increasing the agricultural output of the country. And cooperatives, we feel, are the key to the future, because they're the businesses of the future. And it's, in effect, creating economic democracy in Venezuela.
Here in the States, it might be a difficult road to hoe to try to imagine how we go from what we have now, which is rampant capitalism, to something that has a cooperative model. A lot of people listening right now very possibly are thinking that you are a dreamer if you think this country is going to go from where it is now to where you want it to get to.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I was at the first, second, third, and fifth and sixth World Social Forums, and in many regional social forums in different countries and things. And always this idea that another world is possible has tremendous power. It's a shared dream. It's a common dream. And I give hundreds of talks all over the world, and every time I begin by asking the people, okay, but what kind of world do you want? And the answers, Philip, are invariably the same. People want a world with no hunger, with no poverty, where there's more economic justice. They want a world with ecological protection. They want a world without war. I mean, everybody wants a world at peace, almost everybody. And it's a question I wish in every level of school, from kindergarten to postgraduate, people would discuss this question and discuss what kind of world do we want to create? What's the best model we can envision?
Do you get invited to business schools?
Not so much. In Finland, I was at the University of Helsinki in the economics school, and they said, but capitalism is good. I said, yeah, capitalism is good for some people. It's pretty good for Finland, it's true. But I remember the slogan written on the wall in India, every morning I wake up on the wrong side of capitalism. It doesn't benefit everybody.
Again, my guest is Dada Maheshwar Ananda. His book is After Capitalism, Prout's Vision for a New World. Prout is P-R-O-U-T, and it stands for Progressive Utilization Theory. And is there more to the theory than what we've been talking about? Self-sufficiency, cooperatives, a balance with nature, universal spiritual values. We haven't talked about spiritual values. Maybe we should a bit. You are a tantric monk. What? Tell us about your practice.
You know, I think that I see spirituality as universal in nature. The concept that there is a greater consciousness than each one of us. And when I gave the book, for example, to President Chavez, he said, you know, let's continue with spirit, with spirituality, with good faith, and with the mystical force that guides the universe. And I thought, wow, I believe in that. I believe that there is a mystical force that's connecting each one of us, that we're one human race, that we're one world, that, you know, we have to learn to live together. And I think this concept that the progressive utilization theory is a model that any country, any people could adopt. It's there for the world to use as a way of sharing resources. It's a holistic picture and sharing the resources of the world for the benefit of everyone.
Well, today at the United Nations in New York, there's a gathering of over 70 world leaders to discuss global warming and the impact of our use of fossil fuels and greenhouse gases on the climate of the planet. It's notable that George Bush is not attending, and he's holding a counter event coming up this Friday. I know it says here that you were U.S. born, but I don't know if you realize just how backward the leadership in this country is.
I think the whole world is kind of realizing that, Philip. Wherever we are in the world, we're reading the news about the war, we're reading the news about his popularity ratings, you know. People talk about the polarization in Venezuela, but, you know, he's got 60% of the voters who love him like anything because of what he's doing for the poor, you know, Hugo Chavez, and yet 40% of the people hate him. Because he's changing the power, structures. He's changing the economic situation. So yes, it's pathetic that the U.S. president is so out of touch with the people and so out of touch with the world opinion about saving our planet.
Well, prior to living in Venezuela, you lived in Brazil, and the government of President Lula is allegedly a left-of-center government from the Workers' Party, and at the same time, he seems to have made friends with George Bush and is pursuing quite a capitalistic model for how Brazil will develop. So tell us more about what was happening there.
I've met Lula several times. I had several friends in the government, including one of the contributors to my book is Frei Beto, who is a Dominican monk and a liberation theology activist in Brazil. And he spent 2 years with the Zero Hunger Program in Brazil, advising Lula, working for the government. And, you know, yes. He says that in his conclusion from his time in the government, he says, you know, no, we could not do radical changes, but we could make some significant advances in empowering the people and in reducing hunger. And I admire that. And I still think Lula's heart is in the right place. And I think that, you know, the Brazil has paid off their debt to the IMF and the World Bank. As, of course, Venezuela's, you know, gotten out of the World Bank. And I think it's, you know, in Argentina, with all these different countries, you know, starting to unite, the solidarity is increasing. Lula's very much supporting Hugo Chavez. There is a strength. There's another possibility to, you know, following the United States policies.
Well, Dada, we're going to have to leave it there. Dada Maheshwar Ananda is going to be speaking at an event Wednesday evening, September 26th, day after tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Green City Gallery in Berkeley, 1950 Shattuck Avenue. That's just a block north of University Avenue on Shattuck, just a couple blocks up the street from KPFA. The event is sponsored by Urban Alliance for Sustainability, www.uas.coop, and Global Exchange, globalexchange.org. You can also get more information about Prout from www.prout.org. And again, Prout stands for Progressive Utilization Theory. I assume your book can be found on that website?
Yes, and from Amazon also.
Is it in local bookstores? We'd like to avoid Amazon if we can.
No, it's not, unfortunately. We never found a good distributor for it, but
okay.
It's in seven languages so far. I'm mostly working in other countries, and I didn't get a U.S. distributor, no.
Okay. www.prout.org. Dada, thank you very much, and looking forward to having you here in the Bay Area.
Thank you, Philip.